This is Wisconsin Public Radio on NPR One.
The Federal Aviation Administration has new rules for drones used by business and government. The FAA says the rules will make it safer and easier to gather information and deploy disaster relief. But as Shemaine Mills reports, sharing airspace is already complicated.
Every day, nearly all of the 100-some commercial airplanes landing or taking off at the Dane County Regional Airport do so without any problem. Just like the ones manned by pilots flipping controls in this YouTube video. But not every flight's uneventful. Last year, a drone got in the way of a plane. There weren't any injuries or damage, but the close call sticks in the mind of Brad Livingston. The Dane County Regional Airport Director recalled the incident during a recent forum of the Wisconsin Technology Council.
And the airspace was penetrated to the point where we had a near miss with a small general aviation aircraft on final approach.
Other airports around Wisconsin have also reported drones in or near their airspace. A federal report of drone sightings around the country lists incidents last year in Waukesha, Milwaukee, and Madison.
There are a number of communities in the state that are looking at local ordinances that would prohibit the operation of drones within 5 miles of the airport.
It's not just airports. A wayward drone also plopped down in a prison yard at Waupun, prompting state legislation. But Livingston says a local law regarding airports would likely be preempted by federal rules. The FAA rules that take effect later this month say a drone has to be within the operator's eyesight and can't go above 400 feet. Their focus is safety, not privacy. But the public is concerned about both. To address this, a new group is formed. Chris Johnson is president of the Wisconsin Unmanned Systems Advisory Board.
We've got membership from several legal firms, the Department of Transportation, Natural Resources, Department of Administration, law enforcement, fire. We've basically got operators of drones throughout the state.
Johnson says the group will serve as a sounding board for issues that crop up around the use of drones.
The FAA's congressional charge is safety, and it's safety only. And they're handling that issue very, very well. What our concern is about all the local ordinances that are cropping up as a knee-jerk reaction to privacy issues.
The board's existence coincides with new FAA rules. Those rules will make it easier for commercial drones to operate than in the past.
The lead time was 6 months to a year and thousands of dollars in legal fees to actually get to operate commercially. Now, as long as you go through the training, you become a certified drone operator, you learn the rules and you follow them, it's going to be a much lower barrier to entry for a lot of operators.
And that's why Johnson predicts the new rules will open up the floodgates. He and others see uses for the airborne technology in such things as agriculture, construction, investigating insurance claims, and inspecting the blades on huge wind turbines. Attorneys advising them say the sky's the limit when it comes to applications.
If you can think about it, it's going to happen. It either is happening now or it will be in the very short future.
That's Tom Gemmel. He co-leads the unmanned aircraft team for the law firm Hush Blackwell in Chicago. Speaking at a recent luncheon, he said drones are an important technology, but currently there are pitfalls.
How do you operate in these cities near buildings without having privacy concerns? That's a huge issue. On the technical side, there's obviously battery and endurance issues, things like that, but really, the biggest barrier to expanded use is the tether to human involvement.
But the president of the Wisconsin Unmanned Systems Advisory Board, Chris Johnson, says it's only a matter of time that human involvement diminishes as drones use more sophisticated systems. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.